Matt, what do you see here from a Vikings offense in terms of the challenges that they present to your defense?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we're looking at a very good offense here. Just obviously had a strong performance. A team that is very explosive, has some dynamic players in both the run game and the pass game. You know, followed up with a very smart quarterback that has handled the new system very well. Our system is very quarterback friendly, and the quarterback's allowed to really, you know, get the ball around to all the different skilled players. Does a great job of using his tight ends and his running backs in the passing game, which obviously they have, you know, some guys there that they're really doing a great job with, along with their vertical passing game with the receivers. So Jennings, obviously, Patterson, doing a great job. And then he's mixing in the, you know, different types of ways to get the ball into their skill players' hands and get some explosive plays. I believe they had, you know, quite a few explosive runs the other day. You know, they had six, which was some tops in the league from coming out of the weekend. You know, they did a great job of actually points in the game, the rushing aspect and avenue that they present with, you know, Peterson is obviously a huge challenge for us. Guy is just so dynamic, so explosive, very strong and powerful runner, and a guy that can really, you know, make an explosive play at any point in time. So certainly a great challenge for us this weekend to, you know, get after a team like this and to, you know, prepare and get ready to go. I mean, certainly, you know, Matt Castle is doing a great job and leading that offense, and you're talking about a very competitive player, smart player, guy that can get the ball downfield, really spread it around to all the skill positions. So it should be a big challenge for us.
And Matt, just to follow up, I think I heard you right. They had six explosive run plays, and that might have been the...
You know, they're very explosive, you know, run plays and possibilities, so including, you know, obviously Patterson, who can get the ball in his hands and get out to the edge very quickly, along with Peterson, and really, you know, all the running backs, you know, do a good job with the ball in their hands. So I think, you know, Norv does a good job of trying to find different ways to get those guys the ball, whether it's, you know, a direct handoff from the quarterback or some sort of toss play outside, whatever the case may be. You know, I think all of those guys are very dangerous, and they can all run the ball, obviously, extremely well.
And I'm sorry, Matt, what was the marker, just curious, that you define an explosive play? Is that 10-plus, 15-plus, 20-plus, in terms of, like, what would make it explosive in terms of, like, the yardage?
I mean, anything that we're trying to, you know, take a look at that where, you know, the runner has gained, you know, the more than 10 yards is obviously a dynamic play in the run game. But certainly I'd say in the run game, you know, they do have a workhorse mentality with it. So they're going to keep, you know, pounding with you with the run game until they try to, you know, break through. And certainly they've had a lot of success doing that.
I had a question. We've seen you guys use some different fronts. You know, obviously 3-4 and 4-3, you guys have done both of those in the past. I'm wondering what makes Chandler Jones a good fit as a defensive end in that 3-4 look?
Again, I think the ability for, you know, all of our guys in the front and in the back end to be able to play in multiple different positions would obviously help us week in, week out, based on what we, you know, see as our best avenue to try to defend what the opponent is doing. And certainly a guy like Chandler, who's you know, an athletic, smart guy that can handle different positions for us, allows us to, you know, to have that flexibility.
He seems to be a little bit lighter than sort of, you know, some of the prototype defensive ends in that look. Does that ever put him at a disadvantage?
Well, I think the good thing is, you know, we're going to try to find, you know, the best position for our guys that, you know, and put them in the position that they can handle and that we feel comfortable that they can get the job done. So, I mean, we're certainly, you know, trying to put them in the right position to help the entire structure of the defense to, like I said, try to combat what the offense is doing.
Hi, Matt. You guys did a fairly good job on Clay Sunday, and I'm wondering if Kyle Rudolph is a similar type of player, or does he bring a whole different set of stuff you got to worry about?
Yeah, well, I definitely think, I mean, obviously the tight end position for Minnesota, both Ellison and Rudolph are very good players in the system that Norv runs. You know, Rudolph is a guy that can really get downfield. He's a big guy. He's got a big catch radius, so they can get the ball out to him in different facets. And the guy that can go up and get the ball. So he's certainly going to be a key factor in their offense and a guy that we have to, contend with. And, along with Ellison, who will be out there also in their two tight end sets. And they move him around quite a bit, so there's a lot of shifting and motioning with this offense. So you got to try to find them and see where they're at. They're trying to get the matchups that they can get and they feel comfortable with, and then push the ball, vertical or, obviously in the run game and get the right blocking angles to put them in an advantageous position to get the run game going. So those two are certainly, a big part of what they do. Rudolph is definitely a good fit for Norv's offense and what he likes to do with the tight ends. They become critical factors in the passing game. So it'll be a big controversy.
Matt, this is more of like a general X's and O's question. When you see them hand the ball off to Patterson as he's coming in motion from left to right, in a way, a similar play to what you guys ran with Edelman in the opener, I'm just curious, how that puts stress on a defense. It seems like we're seeing more of those plays, however you want to call them, like jet sweeps or whatever they are. Maybe we aren't, maybe we are, but I just noticed them. I'm just curious how that puts stress, on a defense when you're on the other side of the ball and that's coming at you.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Mike. I think there's a lot of offenses right now that are using those types of plays where they have obviously dynamic skilled players in their wide receivers that are really good with the ball in their hands. And it just gives the offense another way to put the ball in their hands without having to go through a traditional passing game to get it out there where now they can catch it and run. It gets in their hands quickly. It marries up very well with a lot of teams that motion. So now it's a question of, is it motion? Is it a potential handoff situation? They usually, those types of plays hit very fast. They're on the edge very quickly of the defense, and it's a huge recognition play for the defense to see it and be able to, keep it contained. So I definitely see, those types of plays, which, have obviously been run for a while here in the game, but they're just, obviously the skilled players, it's another way for the coordinators to get the ball into their skilled players' hands to allow them to get a quick-hitting play into the defense and try to make a dynamic, explosive play. So, that is definitely a, difficult play to defend and to see and to recognize, and certainly one that, has had a lot of success. Thanks so much. Take care.